Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Himani Chandana, assistant editor at the Print, and today I bring to you my story on why are vaccine makers demanding indemnity from Modi government. American vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna are demanding indemnity from the central government. Indemnity is the legal bond that protects a company from being sued in case its vaccine ends up causing any side effects. According to the government sources, the center is in the last lap of discussions with Pfizer over its demand for indemnity and is likely to grant the immunity against legal proceedings. The latest company seeking indemnity from the government is Pune-based Serum Institute of India, which is the maker of Covishield vaccine, one of the three vaccines approved for use in India. Serum, in fact, was the first company in India to make this demand from the central government in December last year. A source from the company has told the Print that it is hoping the rules will be same for everyone. A senior government official also told the Print that they are looking at granting immunity to all and not to selective manufacturers. He said that the government was aware that if immunity will be given to Pfizer, everyone will ask for it. This is why the government remained hesitant in granting indemnity to Pfizer. He also confirmed that the discussions are on, and if indemnity will be given, it will be given to everyone. There is no point in cherry picking. But why do companies need indemnity? In December, Serum CEO Aadhar Poonawalla had said that the government should indemnify vaccine manufacturers against all the lawsuits. According to him, legal actions against the manufacturers create unnecessary fear in the minds of people against the vaccines, and also the manufacturers will go bankrupt due to such legal notices. He believes that such legal actions or cases to sue the company distract the manufacturers as they keep on explaining to the media what has happened. Poonawalla had given these statements after his firm received a legal notice from a Chennai-based participant seeking compensation of Rs. 5 crore, alleging side effects. Overall, despite the pressure from Serum and later on from Pfizer for granting indemnity, the Modi government stood firm. Eventually, Pfizer withdrew its application for approval of its vaccine in India despite being the first company to file for COVID vaccine approval. But now, with the growing demand for vaccines and looming threat of a third COVID wave, the Modi government is likely to make a U-turn and grant indemnity as the country is battling an acute shortage of vaccines. However, according to the sources, the indemnity could be given subject to certain conditions which are still under discussions. That's all I, Himani Chandana, have for you right now. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen into our significant news report of the day and our reporters' informed analysis of it.